Hey, this is Michelle, and you're listening to Words with Michelle, the podcast, a show where I sit down and have conversations with influencers on a range of topics, anything from natural hair, employment, discrimination, food, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. If you want to send me an email, hit me up at michelle@wordsmichelle.com. Thank you for tuning into the latest episode of Words with Michelle, the podcast. In today's episode, I speak with someone that I met almost 10 years ago. Today, I am featuring Aisha Adu. We met at a photo shoot in 2017. We were both featured in Her Story in Black, a digital photo series created by How She Hustles founder, Emily Mills. Emily's highlighted 150 trailblazing Black women across Canada. Aisha was featured for her work in social entrepreneurism, and I was spotlighted for my work on my blog, Words with Michelle. We have never spoken since that day, but I've been watching Aisha and the work she has done throughout the years. So I sent a DM asking for an update on her work, and she accepted. In today's episode, I found out more about Aisha and her organization, Power to Girls. Power to Girls is a foundation that lets girls connect with mentors and allows them to participate in programs that enhance their overall well-being. So if you're a parent or have a friend or a family member that would benefit from learning about this organization, please listen and share this episode with them. So I start off the show asking Aisha to introduce herself. Thanks for being on the show, Aisha.
I want to say thank you for being on the show. So I would like you to introduce yourself, but just a brief introduction to the audience. Just tell them a bit about yourself.
Yes. So hi, everyone. My name is Aisha Adu. I am what I call a social entrepreneur. I am focused on creating safe spaces for girls and women. So all of my work and my activities are centered around creating safe spaces for girls and women. As a result of that, I started an organization called Power to Girls Foundation that allows for girls to connect with mentors, but then it also allows for them to be able to participate in programs that enhance their overall well-being. So everything from mentorship, confidence building, financial literacy, tech, entrepreneurship, everything, basically just creating a holistic space for girls to grow and thrive. And then as a result of that, again, so many hats, but I love it. And kind of like an extension of that, we also created an app that allows for girls to connect with mentors and allows for them to be able to access resources, as well as our AI chatbot that allows for them to basically get answers to the questions, the most pressing questions that they have. So that's a little bit about me, what I do, and who I am.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for about that. So what led you to start everything, like all the initiatives and your business? What led to that?
So I came to Canada. Let me give a little bit of a background, which basically gives a little bit of an explainer. So I came to Canada when I was around 14, going on 15, 13, going on 14. And when I came to Canada, like, you know, of course, new environment, you know, I came from West Africa, like everything was different, like Ghana specifically, everything was different than it was now, right? Like I came at a time when, you know, people didn't necessarily like love the idea of what it meant to be African. And especially like, you know, our fellow Africans, like there was a lot of bullying that was happening. But then even in between that, I was in care. So I was in foster care. And that experience in itself also shaped me and, you know, really created, like, really got me thinking about, like, you know, not just the experiences of myself, but then, like, just what other girls were also, like, you know, going through. And I think one of the things that I always remember was, like, you know, my foster mom saying to me that the system only expects three things from you. Either you become a high school dropout, you become a teenage mom, or you become a drug addict. Like those were the three options that the system expects of someone that is in care, especially as a Black girl. So for me, like that was very monumental because it really set me on course to like defy every stereotype, so to speak, that has been subconsciously placed on me. So fast forward while I was in high school, I was involved in the church, and then I started a girls program at the church. It was literally six girls turned into 10 girls, and then we did a conference that brought together about 60 to 100 girls, and then it just kept growing. And I think that was when it kind of redefined my purpose. And I was like, okay, this is actually something that I really love. This is what I want to do. So it really started from something that I lacked myself, something that I wished I had access to that I didn't have access to. So I thought, why not create that for other people? And then throughout that process, you as an individual, you also learned so much. So I think that's really how it started. And yeah, just how it's been over the past couple of years. And then the pandemic started, and then that ended up, helping us morph the organization, our activities into the app. So yeah,
Okay,
that's it.
great. So I guess a lot of so what type of questions would some of the girls ask on the chat bot? Like, what sort of things are they looking for?
Yeah, no, absolutely. So we have everything. It spans across mental health, it spans across sexual health and education, it spans across career development. So it's very wide. But then we want to make sure that again, it's really creating that safe space for girls to ask questions and also being able to get answers to the things that, are in a way challenging to them. So everything, we don't limit the questions that come in through the chatbot. But then yeah, I think some of the similarities that we've seen is really the mental health, the entrepreneurship, sexual health and reproduction, knowing about their bodies and stuff like that. So really, really is very diverse.
So do you have like an in-person events and programs that can help?
So an extension of that is I work with Power to Girls, right? So Power to Girls is very in-person. We work in partnership with the schools. We work in partnership with we host events that bring together mentors from different walks of life, different experiences. So that ends up becoming kind of like the in-person component of the work that we do, whereas the app serves as more of a digital aspect and really allows for us to be able to what's the word? Also reach more people, right? So the people that we're not necessarily able to reach in person, we're able to reach them through the app. So that's a little bit about how we kind of merge those two things together as well.
Okay, great. So, where did you see, what would you like to achieve with this program, with your initiative?
So I think with Power to Girls runs across two countries. So it runs in Ghana and also in Canada. So really, I think expansion, right? Being able to maybe go into different markets, go into different countries with the work that we do. But then I think that's where the app comes in, right? So the app gives us that mobility without having to be physically in the country or be physically in the place. But then the girls have access to, they have access to it whenever they want, 24/7. So really looking at ways that we can scale and ways that we're expanding, and being able to create new opportunities, for the users on our platform. But then also creating new opportunities for the girls that we work with, because again, the world is changing, the future of work is changing. Everything else is becoming, not necessarily becoming new, but we are redefining what it means to do a lot of things. So I think for us also, just being able to provide that same, knowledge and experiences and expertise to the girls that we serve, so that they are also caught up and so that they are also put in a position that they are able to be competitive in whatever field they choose to pursue.
Okay, great. So if there were some girls out there who wanted to be a participant or even a mentor, like you said, you match up mentors. Like, how can they get a hold of you, or what's the process like if someone wanted to just join and get more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to be a mentor, you can always just so two things. If you want to be a mentor for our activities, our in-person activities, we're always doing a call out. So you just have to keep an eye out on our socials. But then also you can download the app and sign up as a mentor, where the girls reach out to you, ask questions, and stuff like that. So it's like absolutely free. There's no cost to it. And yeah, we host like every summer we host mentorship branches where we bring mentors together and then we bring the girls together for activities or like just a full like a half day of like conversation, empowerment. So if that's something that someone is interested in, they can always just reach out to us, info@poweredtogirls.com. And then we'll send them more details. But like the app is always accessible and it's available on Android and iOS as well. So yeah.
So the mentors could be with any, I guess, any field, any industry.
Yes, exactly. So what we want to do is we want to expose our girls and expose our students to as many opportunities as we possibly can, because I think it's really important and vital for them to be able to recognize that there are different sectors out there. And like, we've had folks come in from the bank and like they're in different departments. Like a lot of times maybe you think about a bank and you think, okay, everyone there has to be doing finance, right? But then there's the marketing person, there's like, the data person, there's the securities person. So really just exposing them to all these experiences so that when it gets to the point where they're like, okay, I need to figure out a career path, they actually have options and they know of options, as opposed to when it's like, you get to that point, you're like, I don't know what I want to do. I don't like, so yeah, that's really part of part of our reasoning behind that.
Great. Actually, what I wanted to actually ask you as well is what led you to start focusing on the safety for girls? I know you're like you may have touched upon it, but was there any sort of I know that you said you were in foster care. Were there any other experiences or just speak a bit about that, why you're really interested in more so working with
Yeah.
kids?
I mean, I think first off, like I always say this to folks, is that like I am my first customer in every program, like whatever it is that I create, whatever it is that I do, I'm always my very first customer. And one of the key things that I recognize and one of the things that I realized is that, especially when it comes to like young girls, right? Not just young girls, like just Black marginalized girls generally, which is who we focus on at Power to Girls, is that like there's not a lot of opportunities, right, that is presented to us, one. And then also there's not a lot of spaces where you can go where you can ask questions or you can, talk to people that have been there. And I think it's really important, like, again, like in the theme of like mentorship is really important, but so is representation, right? So for me, it was really a matter of how do we create a space that allows for girls to see themselves just as they are without having to, without having to culture switch, like, without having to do all of those things, just showing up just as they are. And I think that has been like one of the key things, because again, when I came to Canada, like, you're in a new environment. Like I was coming from a space where everywhere I turned, like, everyone looked like me. Everyone, like the skin tone is the same. Like, we speak the same language. And then you come into a different country where it's like, not only is the next person different from you, but then it's like you don't speak the same language. And I think growing up in like Toronto specifically, and how multicultural Toronto is, it allows for you to experience different cultures, also experience different people, right? But then at the basis or at the core of it all is like still, as an individual, you're trying to figure out, okay, well, how do I fit into this place, or how do I fit into this space that is new to me? But then it's like, wow, there's like so many different diverse cultures and the diverse identities, like everyone is just different, right? So it's like, how do you find yourself? And I think that was really the basis of like, not just Power to Girls, but like all the work that I do, is to like, how do you get to a spot, or how do you get to a place where you are so comfortable with who you are that you're able to show up as you are without having to overcompensate for anything else or for anybody. So yeah, that's really what it was. And like that's how, like, that creating that safe space came about. And I think it's also important to note that when we even talk about like, creating safe spaces, even us as like, facilitators, as individuals, we always have to ask ourselves, how am I a safe space for the people that are coming to me, right? So like even for the girls, like, how am I making sure that I am not like using my biases or like my experiences and stuff like that to be a roadblock to them, as opposed to like, leveraging those experiences and using them as teaching tools. So it's really important to be mindful of those things. So that's why I always say being creating safe spaces and being a safe space as well is like, super important.
Oh, that's awesome. Actually, so it's so cool to hear like that perspective because I was born in Canada. So it's always interesting to hear not interesting. I mean, it's more eye-opening or enlightening to hear your experience and that's how you felt. I mean, I do hear this from other people that I've interviewed and sat with and they speak about coming here, but I like that you're so mindful and you're thinking about, making it as safe and as positive as possible, for someone who's going through the same thing. So thanks for that. Okay,
Thank
yeah.
you. If anyone is interested in mentoring or volunteering with the organization, feeling free to reach out. You can reach us online, powertogirls.com, or like on our social media platforms, powertogirls.ca, and info@powertogirls.com. So really, like, I think that's like always my call to action.
Okay.
Or if like there's someone that's interested in like, maybe doing a workshop or like any of those things, or sharing their expertise with our girls, like, just feel free to reach out to us as well.
So your workshops, what are your workshops on? Like what type of topics? I think you may have mentioned it, but if you just want to just reiterate it again. So
Yeah,
what?
no, absolutely. So we have so we work primarily with Black and marginalized girls within the schools. So we have a partnership with the schools where we go directly into the schools to run programs. And then we also have like conferences and stuff that are more out of school experiences, and our summer camps and stuff like that. So what we are like doing workshops, it runs across different thematic areas. So we have personal development, we have mental health, we have entrepreneurship, and then we have leadership and tech-based programming. So those are kind of like our pillars. So we try to, like, if someone is going to be doing a workshop or we are facilitating a workshop, it's really based on any of these thematic areas. And then there are instances where it's kind of like they are outliers, right? So there are things that like might not necessarily fit into one, but cuts across all as well. So yeah, like, and I think it really comes down to like expertise. If someone has the expertise and they are willing to share that expertise with our young girls, we create the space and facilitate for that to happen.
Okay, perfect. Okay, that was awesome. So thank you so much, Aisha, for sitting with us and
Thank
sharing
you.
your organization. Very beneficial and very helpful and very much needed. So I want to say thank you for that.
Thank you, Michelle.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message or share your thoughts on social media on my Instagram page at WordsWMichelle, on TikTok at Words with Michelle, and my YouTube channel at Words with Michelle. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a message on Spotify and Apple Podcasts so more listeners can find the show. Until next time, bye.